This episode of Ask the 8-Ball Podcast is brought to you by Lola's Fine Hot Sauce, the Mullen team at Remax Revolution, and the Irish in West Des Moines.
Hi, I'm Quinn, and I'm listening to my daddy and Cody.
Drink more water.
I tried. I woke up and drank like a smart water, and I'm like, well, that's not really going to help me today. I need to drink another one.
Does smart water actually help you when you're hungover?
Yeah.
I know people are like, I never drink smart water. I drink faucet water, but...
What?
He drinks tap water.
No chance, dude. And you like it?
Remember just before we started, he was like, yeah, I got to clean my spare bedroom toilet because, you know, Des Moines water. And he's like, yeah, that's what I drink, though.
Dude.
Not toilet water, but faucet
it's
water.
It's just water. The same water.
It really does.
It's probably better out of the toilet, honestly.
No, it tastes like ass, dude.
No.
Come on, man.
You're all better. Those minerals.
Cody, you're better than that.
It's a sunlight growth.
I don't know if you're better than that, actually.
Hey, I grew up, we had to push the fucking handle up, let the rust water run out. Once it turned clear, you could drink it.
I grew up in a third world country.
All right, story topper.
Well, Cody might have too. He was from Fort Dodge.
That is a third world country.
Story topper over here. You're from a third world country.
Oh, man. 3, 2, 1. Hey, what's up, Cody?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Oh, not a lot. What's new?
I don't know, man. Let's ask the 8-Ball. Welcome back, guys. It is, we're nearing episode 100. This is what, 97?
97.
Yeah, we got,
holy cow.
Our second third world country guest. Our favorite part of the relationship, third world country. I think Vietnam, or Cambodia is a...
Vietnam.
You're about to say Vietnam.
You're starting off racist now. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I think Cambodia is a third world country.
Places?
I don't know, but, thanks for coming on, Adem.
No worries, no worries.
How you been since the last one we talked to you?
Oh, just peachy.
Yeah?
Yeah, gained a little weight, though.
What would you currently say from last night your blood alcohol still is?
Right now? It's actually pretty good. I mean, this morning wasn't the best.
I got a bone to pick. I was looking at your Facebook earlier, and I saw you posted, what did it say? McDonald's, we did not want the McRib, we want the
did
snack wraps.
That? Yeah, dude, I want the snack wraps.
What's wrong with
the snack wraps?
Fuck the McRib, dude.
What are the snack wraps?
You never had a snack wrap?
I don't think so.
God, dude, it's...
I mean, the McRib is pretty freaking good. But
I had 7 McRibs while I was back.
What?
I saw how it was made, and there's mostly, nothing special about it.
Yeah.
And mostly it's because you got the extra one for a dollar, or else I probably would only have 3 or 4. So I had 7.
What did you eat more during that time, the McRib or hot dogs?
Oh,
hot dogs for sure. I don't fuck around with as the kids call them, the glizzies.
The glizzies. There was a good 2-week stretch where I'd get done with work and make 4 hot dogs and eat them and then go to bed.
What?
Yeah.
Dude. How many hot dogs do you think you eat a year?
Oh, dude, a lot. If I had to, fuck.
I'd say on average I eat 1 hot dog a day for a year.
Yeah.
You think you eat that much too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, don't sleep on the hot dog game.
I mean, I probably eat 1 a week for a year.
I upped it and put it in the air fryer, so now it's... Ooh. Now it's really good.
I just got my first crock pot.
Congrats.
What are you gonna do with it?
I don't know. I'm thinking I'll make a roast.
Can you cook?
No.
No.
I'm going to try.
So who got you a crock pot? Do they not like you?
My friends Walker and Ellie had an extra one and gave me one, so.
They got you a hand-me-down crock pot.
Wait, fuck. It looks really
are you
nice.
Use YouTube to help you out?
Well, duh. I think you just put...
Yeah, but they're going to be like, put some paprika. And he's like, fuck that.
Do you have spices at home?
Oh, yeah. I've got a whole spice rack.
Salt and pepper. Fuck off. You don't
need
spices.
I've got thyme. I've got paprika.
You got time to look and see what they are.
I've got...
You got parsley?
This yellow one.
Okay, yeah, you have it, but you don't use it.
Does it expire?
Sometimes. Can spices expire?
Yeah, absolutely they can.
Take a look.
I'll check when I get home.
Do you use the one where you shake or the one where you like crack?
The peppercorn grinder?
I have one salt that's a crack one, but everything else is just...
Oh, you are kind of fancy.
Yeah.
What about butter dish? Do you have one of those?
I don't have a butter
dish.
Do
you have a DoorDash subscription?
Yeah, of course.
Good man.
I don't have a butter dish.
Okay.
I'm also not an 80-year-old person either.
I have a butter dish.
I have a butter dish.
I know. Why do you have a butter dish?
Why not? Have you ever had toast? You're like, man, I want some butter on my toast.
You know
toast.
How convenient it is? You don't want to sit there and get that hard-ass butter out of the fridge. You got to scrape it on there.
Yeah.
No, it's right there. It's soft, served, ready to go.
I've I never knew what it was until I think Ashley was the one. She's like, oh, you get a butter dish.
Didn't Marshall buy you your butter dish?
I bought one for Vatna. Yeah. And then, but to be fair, Ashley also bought her one, and one other person bought her one. And she refused to use them because it's a white people thing, which is true.
But it just makes sense. Like, you don't want hard butter.
No, I agree. I don't use, but like, if I, the only thing I really like butter would be, like, I'll throw like a chunk of butter and like, I'm making some mac and cheese or something, you know?
See, this ring light is just bringing up like bad memories.
From what? Bad memories from what?
It just feels like the police are just shining a light in my face. Like, what did you do wrong today?
When was the last time you had an interaction like that with the police?
A year ago.
A year ago? Damn.
Yeah, in the Ozarks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
I won't name any names. I'll keep the names confidential. But we went to the Ozarks for our buddy's bachelor. And we got hammered. And one of our buddies was having a bad trip. And he calls the cops.
What?
He calls the ambulance. And I have a shirt that says fuck on it. And
yeah.
It's a period. And the cops, I'm the one talking to the cops now. And I have the door open and we're in the Ozarks. And we're all fucking annihilated. And the whole time I'm talking to them, we get done. I walk in and my buddy looks at me and he goes, you were wearing that shirt talking to him? I'm like, which one? And I look down and I'm like, fuck.
Literally.
The cops are cool though. They're like, oh, seems like you guys went out and got hammered like normal. I'm like,
yeah?
Yeah, man, like. We just drank too much, and he's not feeling it right now. He's having a bad trip on mushrooms.
Did they take him to the hospital?
No.
No.
Throw it up, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just chill it out.
And it's like, fat cop comes up, and he's like...
Did you say fat cop?
Fat cop, yeah. He's fat as fuck. He comes rolling in like, oh, what's going on here, bud? Seems like you guys party too much. I'm like, oh, yeah.
We were in Houston... about 15 years ago for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I won't say my buddy's name I was with. He does a lot of charity work, so I don't get him in trouble, you know. But we're down there, and I had passed out on the patio at some bar. I was just too drunk.
Right.
And the security guard basically, like, trying to get me to leave. I tried to fight the security guard because I didn't know why he was touching me, and he, like, basically threw me off the patio. Get me out of there. My friend I was with got mad at him and reached over top of our other buddy and punched the security guard in the face.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, I know. I think I know who this is.
I'll tell you off camera. And so the sheriffs, whatever fucking place we're at in Houston, show up and they're like getting our story, or whatever. My buddy that punched security guard, like the security guard's like, oh, that guy punched me and blah, blah, and some story. And my buddy's like, do I look like a guy who would hit somebody? And he just has a shirt on that says fighting solves everything.
Oh, my God.
As he's talking to the sheriff.
I think we could all deduce who this was. But.
Yeah. And they let us go. They're like, you guys just never come back to this property again. We're just like, we don't even know where the fuck we're at, so no problem.
Yeah. That's hilarious. You've had some really interesting stories with WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania trips are fun, man. More people should do it.
Didn't you?
People hate on pro wrestling. Pro wrestling
isn't that where David Prince's twin brother was doing push-ups in the street in Miami?
Oh,
was that
Joey.
Was that for WrestleMania too?
Yep, right Miami Beach. Just started doing push-ups right in the middle of the road.
Is he jacked?
No, I mean, he works out. It's more show muscle, you know. He likes to drink his Red Bull vodkas, one of them.
Oh, I love those.
He's got a new haircut.
RBVs,
muscle milk.
Yeah, RBVs all day. let me get an RBV and a Great Bomb.
You think people sleep when they drink RBVs?
I don't know.
People say, "Can I get an RBV?"
Same guy though. I watched them.
Why?
I don't know. It just annoys me.
What do you want? Can I get a Red Bull vodka?
Can I get a vodka Red Bull?
Cody's also an angry bartender.
Whatever you order first, you're getting the most of. So if you say, can I get a pineapple vodka, you're getting more pineapple than vodka.
Well, shouldn't you be pouring the same amount of vodka no matter what, unless they order a double?
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
typically it is the most same amount, but I'll short it just a little bit. That piss me off. Saving you costs.
Thank you.
Now you're just confusing me. Like, so if I came out to you and I was like, hey, can I get a Sprite and Jameson? You'd give me a lot more Sprite?
I'd give you a shot of Sprite and a shot of Jameson.
Oh, that's not bad.
He's just an angry man.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. I can take that deal.
I have a lot to be angry about. Have you met me?
I have, yeah.
I don't know. I think RBV's all right. Let me get an RBV.
That sounds like a home renovation show.
That's like you just, the night before, you're still struggling. You're like, you know what? I need to get a pickup. So let me get an RBV.
Yeah.
People that just drink them because they like them, wild. It's wild to me.
No. I mean,
I did it a long time ago.
I think I've gone through phases, back in the day. But it was never a lot of them, really.
No.
It'd be like one or two, and then let's switch something else.
I said, this is disgusting.
Yeah, they're not good. I mean, I had one recently, but I used a watermelon Red Bull.
Awesome. Yeah, watermelon Red Bull.
Yeah, it helps a little bit, but regular Red Bull's disgusting. Regular energy drinks, it's not a knock on Red Bull. Regular energy drinks, regular flavor, gross.
The watermelon one is actually watermelon's really fire.
They got Bang has some good flavors, but not the regular one.
That's what I'm saying. Regular energy drinks are disgusting.
I remember in high school, Red Bull wasn't like just becoming a thing, and they were at we were at a track meet, and Red Bull sponsored this track meet for fucking nobody in Iowa, Bunkbuck, Iowa, and they're handing out Red Bulls to us, and we're like, what is this? It was at the Iowa State track meet, but it was like a bunch of colleges from all over Iowa that you'd never heard, or high schools that you'd never heard of.
Fort Dodge.
But Red Bull's there sponsoring this high school track meet and just handing out Red Bulls to everybody, trying to get their name out there. They did a hell of a job.
Remember the Red Bull mobiles?
Oh, yeah.
Those were badass.
They had the can on top.
Yeah. And they'll just drive around handing out Red Bulls.
Like from, what's the movie with Paul Rudd and Stifler?
Role Models.
Role Models, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When the kid's like, you white, you Matthew Perry.
That's a great movie.
That's a great, very underrated movie. It's got McLovin in it.
Yeah, it does.
Excellent.
I'm going to have to go watch this movie.
With that being said, let's roll quick into a commercial break. And we'll come back. Actually, sorry, fake sponsor of the week, I should say. And we'll come back with the Blitz.
Perfect.
Whoever is trying to do a show and Cody's playing golf on his phone.
Leave me alone.
Are you really?
Tournament ends in 2 hours. I got to get my score in.
Well... What a life he leads.
Get on the green. Oh, I'm on the
green. Man.
Do you have a PlayStation or something at home?
No.
Why not?
The only games I play really are
Buff just messaged me.
Football, like sports games generally. I did play God of War and Metal Gear Solid. I played the first couple God of Wars. And
those
are
fucking sweet though.
Yeah, they are cool. And then I saw they have a new one coming out.
Yep.
And then I played the.
I like the
first three or four Metal Gear Solids.
I like the Nintendo Switch.
I bought one. I played the game for 20 minutes and then I returned it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I take it when I travel. I'm playing. I'm on the airplane playing Mario Kart and Mario Party.
Do you know what they did a study of like all the video games out there? The one that raises your blood pressure the most, Mario Kart.
Oh, I can see that.
Well, maybe other people. I've never lost. Or it's like Madden. I've never lost at Madden.
Oh, God. I've beaten you in Madden.
You've never beat me at Madden.
Yes, so you don't play.
That's how bad he is. I don't play. I can still beat him.
I play Madden. I'm pretty good at it.
Cody's.
I heard the newest one sucks.
Cody's got lots of memory because tap water.
They push back the new NCAA.
Yep.
I thought I'd get a game system just for that game. But
yeah, it's like February, I think.
No, push back to 2024. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, 2024. No,
23.
No.
They just hooked it up.
They just pushed it back. I saw
big
yesterday.
Thank you to our fake sponsor. I don't mean to interrupt their arguing. not to be confused with our real sponsors, Lola's.
The Mullen Group.
The Mullen Group. And also the Irish in West Glen of West Des Moines. Fantastic place.
Managed by your favorite bartender, Big Earn McCracken.
Yes, Big Earn. All right, Dem, it's that time.
Yeah, I told you. It sucks.
It's that time for the Blitz.
Hot, hike!
It's a Blitz. Yeah, it's a Blitz.
Let's
go! Double it. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions this week.
Seven.
That's a lot, dude.
Seven. Rapid fire. I'll ask you, then I'll ask Cody, then we'll compare answers. Cody gets home field advantage. But he's also won once ever, so odds are in your favor.
Perfect.
Don't let the streak come to an end.
All right, question one. What is a song that you know and can sing from front to back?
Oh, dude. Fuck, there's a couple.
First one pops in your head.
Pop That by French Montana.
Nice. Cody, French Montana's a rapper.
Is he French?
Yeah, he's not from Nolens, but
he's French Montana. From Montana, too.
This girl asked me at work, she's like, so when you turn on your car and you put on a song, what's the first thing you play? I was like, oh, it's probably some French. She's like, oh, my friend likes French music, too. I'm like, no. Different thing. Different. No.
Question two. According to Urban Dictionary, what is Nutterflies?
I'd guess when you bust a nut and it goes through the air and hits her on her face.
Okay. Okay. Question three. She's a 10, but she paid 10 grand for a Taylor Swift ticket. What is she now?
Broke.
Good answer. Good answer.
Question four. What is something new you learned today?
You should probably drink more water. Your body will like it.
Okay. You just learned that today?
Yeah.
Question five. What's worse? Cody using stolen valor or Cody lying to people about having real teeth?
Second one. Real teeth. Okay. That one is
neither one of those are
stunning.
Fucking true.
It's not your turn for the blitzer. Please calm
That's
down.
That's just astonishing.
Yeah. Neither one of those are fucking true.
Question six. What's a word that sounds racist but isn't?
Pie.
Hi.
Pie.
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 Pie. Okay. Use it in a sentence.
You fucking pie.
Okay. It's a short sentence. Okay.
Okay.
And question seven, the last one. Do you care less about women's rights or gay rights?
Oh, yes. You're so stupid.
Oh, wow. And next week we have a new host.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I don't
know. Them, that was your blitz. Cody, you're up.
Wow. Okay.
That was a...
These are hard-hitting
questions.
I'm
not looking forward to this one.
These ones came hard at you. Cody, what is a song that you know and can sing from front to back?
The Happy Birthday song.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. He's been hanging out at kids' birthday parties.
Something's up.
Question two. According to Urban Dictionary, what is nutterflies?
Nutterflies when you haven't busted a nut in a while and you bust a nut and it just... takes off. All of your beer like Justin Zimmerman does.
Okay. Question three. She's a 10, but she paid 10 grand for a Taylor Swift ticket. What is she now?
Financially invested.
Broke.
Broke is a better answer. Broke is clearly a better answer.
I was looking for a numerical number, but that's fine. Question four.
Negative 10,000.
What is something
bank account
new you learned today?
What's the new I learned today? Well, I learned a little bit more about the new Koa Cantina opening up in Iowa City.
I should have said that.
James is very disappointed in you.
Very, yeah. Very.
Shout out to James. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Question five. What's worse, Cody, the fact you use stolen valor or the fact you lie to people about having real teeth?
Neither one of those true stories. I've never done that. Big support of the military.
I just saw your dentures.
Teeth are, fuck you, teeth are 100% real.
I left out the fact that you say the N-word because I don't want to call you out.
Don't say the N-word either. Fucking, Jesus Christ. That's going to make my next answer really bad.
Cody, what's a word that sounds racist but isn't?
You know the little bugs bite you when you're on the grass in summertime? They're called chiggers.
Wow.
That round sounds racist, but it's not.
Oh. I've never heard of this bug.
I haven't either. That's, sounds made up.
The little black bugs. Like
you, oh, they're little black ones,
little,
huh?
Little like...
Oh, you're just digging.
Like Nat,
wow, you're just digging.
Let's just add on, Cody. Question seven. Do you care less about women's rights or gay rights?
I hate I hate you. I care less about your rights.
Okay. Fair. That was your blitz, Cody. Let's compare answers.
God, that was such a bad one.
Number seven.
Jesus, you went so hard.
Yeah. What's a song you know and can sing from front to back? French Montana popped at, and you said the Happy Birthday song.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
It's very weird, man.
I probably sing a couple of Eminem songs.
Your blitz is over, sir.
But Happy Birthday is the first one that popped in mind when he asked you.
Adem, so. You get the first point.
There it is.
Question two. According to Urban Dictionary, what is nutterflies? You said we haven't nutted in a while. And you
nut and it comes out real hard and flies.
And then you said...
When you nut on someone's face.
When you nut on someone's face and that time in between is called a nutter.
Okay. Well, according to Urban Dictionary, it's
time
the,
in between.
It's the nervous feeling that arises when you want to stroke the salami, but fear that someone might walk in or come home. Used in a sentence. I really want to watch Brazilian Bang Bus, but I got nutterflies since mom will be home in 10 minutes.
I was going to say, this is like the shit every guy in high, when they're in high school had. Like, fuck, got to jerk one off.
Yeah, so I got to bang one before. Out.
Yeah.
Especially growing up when me and him were like, the internet, you got to dial it up. You
what do you
get
mean,
on the
you
internet.
And him?
Well, you ain't our age.
Well, I also wasn't from Fort Dodge.
I was about to say, dude, what do you mean, like, growing up with you and him?
Well,
it sounded kind of weird.
When we had, like, the slow internet days.
Yeah, we just took turn. Oh. Every time it buffered, we just switch seats.
Just close your eyes and imagine.
Yeah.
No point for that one. Still won nothing. She's a 10, but she paid 10 grand for a Taylor Swift ticket. What is she now? You said broke, and you said financially invested. Broke's a better answer.
Yeah, I agree.
Can't really be invested.
2-0.
Well, she has a little, she can't just not show up now. Like, she's financially invested. She has to go.
What if she breaks her ankle?
Yeah.
Then she better wheel her shit to the fucking show.
All right.
Something new you learned today, you said to drink more water. At your age in life, you should have known this already.
You're not wrong.
And Cody said he learned about the new Koa Cantina in Iowa City. Better answer. Cody, you're only down a point now. 2-1.
2-1.
2-1.
It's tough.
Don't call it a comeback.
I won't.
Next question. What's worse, Cody using stolen valor or the fact Cody lies to people about having real teeth? Cody lied just to both of us right there about both of those things.
Yep.
Damn, you get the point. Cody uses stolen valor to get 10% off his meals.
I hate your guts.
I'm pulling away right now.
And he also uses it for handicapped parking. He pulls out a fake Purple Heart.
Oh, fuck. You're a dick.
First of all, how does that help with how would that possibly help with handicapped parking?
A Purple Heart, dude.
You have to have the handicapped sticker.
Did we show the Purple
Heart? You can't even have a Purple Heart.
You can. I've seen you do it thousands of times.
Damn, that's fucked up, dude. I didn't know that.
It's nice, though, when I ride with you, because I get closer walking.
I want to change my answer. I've got something new I learned today.
All right, Cody, you lose the point. Damn, you're up 4-0. What's a word that sounds racist but isn't? You said pie.
Yep.
Cody said...
Chiggers.
Wow.
Is that even a real thing?
That's what I always know, these little bugs that, like, bite you when you're a kid, you're laying on the grass, or even as an adult.
The only one I could think of was spigot, which is the little thing under a faucet, the little metal piece.
I thought that was the, like, when you go to the spigot. Isn't that a type of, like, hose that has the, you pull the handle up, and, like, that's called a spigot?
I don't know. I just noticed a little metal piece under a faucet. Unless I'm wrong, too. I don't know. Either way.
I don't know what that thing was called.
Cody, you sounded the most racist there, and I don't think you meant to be, so I'm going to give you the point.
So I got 2 points.
You got one.
You lost one.
Such bullshit. I want to see these fucking rules. These rules are rigged.
And do you care less about women's rights or gay rights? Adem said they go hand in hand. And Cody said he doesn't care about my rights.
So you don't care about their rights either.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
You implied it.
You didn't say which rights you don't like.
Yeah, but I didn't imply that I didn't like them.
Cody, that's a bad look on you, man. Stolen
which
valor.
Which ones do you dislike?
Fake teeth.
The blitz is over.
Racist words. Damn, you win the blitz.
The blitz is over.
That was a tough blitz, huh?
That was probably the toughest one we had yet, yeah.
I'm going to say, one of those questions got me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's talk about our sponsors now that we're getting canceled.
Yeah.
Lola's.
We made it to 97. We couldn't get 3 more episodes thanks to Marshall.
We'll be on Truth, whatever it is, social media. They'll put us on there.
I don't know what that is.
Cancel culture, dude.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Let's talk about Lola's. We got some new products from them here. We got their salsa, which
sweet
is...
Sweet roast pepper salsa.
I'll tell you this about their salsa.
Hatch chili sweet corn.
Even the stuff that's not hot still's got a nice little... It kicks you right in the tongue a little bit. But the flavor is fantastic on it.
Yeah. You don't get that bullshit like sriracha or anything else that's just hot. You get flavor. You get full flavor with Lola's.
Yeah, they also got biscuits now.
Peanuts.
Yeah, they just teamed up with Casey's and Come and Go.
They have some new stuff coming with Casey's I saw today.
Yeah, they're out there doing it all. If you're ever at Lowe's buying some paint and you want some hot sauce too, they got you. They got it all. You had the Lola's?
I have, yeah. That I have.
Do you guys have it at a Koa?
No.
No?
We don't.
Bad question, Cody.
Need to talk to James. James missing out.
Yeah, because they do have a Bloody Mary mix and a margarita mix. Both fantastic. Also, big shout out to the Mullen team at Remax Revolutions looking to buy, sell. I don't know. If you just want to talk to Sean on the phone, he'll talk to you. Just call him.
He's one of those guys that does like the soft voices with the mic. Yeah. He does one of those.
That's actually how he got his fiance. She called to buy a house, and he just talked her into going on a date. It was perfect. Good for him.
I call him the world's greatest punter.
Got set up.
Yeah.
I call Sean the world's greatest punter because he always outkicks his coverage.
Wow. That might be the funniest thing you've said in a very long time, dude.
Since the is 500 days of Vatna a punishment? Or
oh, yeah.
That was rude. Also, big thanks to the big thanks to the Irish out here in West Glen. If you're looking for a holiday spot for you and the fam to kick it, or even just bring your coworkers out for a nice time. They got DJs on the weekend. They got a smoking patio if you want to enjoy some nice stogies. Fantastic whiskey and scotch selection.
Great cold weather set, like vibe setting kind of.
Yeah, fantastic spot. They got shuffleboard too if you're into that. Check them out. Here's a word from all of our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce, a generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code AskTheEightBall for 10% off your purchase. Are you in the market for buying or selling a home? Get a hold of the best in the business, the Mullen Group at RE/MAX Revolutions. You can get a hold of Sean at 515-306-2028. Again, RE/MAX Revolution, Sean Mullen at 515-306-2028.
We bring the blitz hard, Cody.
You just laugh it off and go with it.
Yeah.
They have to.
You still playing your golf game?
No, I'm trying to reword my news story.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to reword it a little better. I had an idea there for a second.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to order some Wendy's to the house.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A nice baconator?
Just chicken sandwich with some spicy nugs.
Okay.
Those spicy nugs are pretty fucking good.
Yeah, Wendy's is doing a good thing here.
I was going to go buy a car yesterday, too, but they called me when I was out of city. Like, oh, we just sold it. I'm like, well, we got these. I'm like, I don't care what else you have.
Why buy a car when you can buy the spicy nugs, right? Yeah. Right, Cody?
Duh.
You want me to hold off so you can finish your story?
I'm almost there. Yeah, give me two seconds.
Okay. Welcome back, guys.
He's such a dick.
No, we'll talk. You go ahead. Welcome back. Big thanks to our sponsors, Lola's, the Mullen team, and the Irish. Thanks to Adem for coming on.
Pleasure.
We do this thing during the show now where we straight bit it from Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live with Colin Jost and Michael Che, where they write news stories for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one has to read it but doesn't know the joke's going to be.
Oh.
So you have to read it, whatever's on the phone.
Is that what he's doing right now?
Yeah, so I already wrote two, and he's writing another one.
And I have to read it?
No, I wrote one for I wrote two for Cody to read, and he wrote two for me to read.
I wrote one this week.
Oh, he only wrote one.
Yeah.
So I wrote two. Yeah. And you just get to listen to them and tell us if they're funny or not. Should we just start off with it?
You can read one if you want.
It's all about the delivery.
No. Cody's got... Mine are both tailored for Cody.
Oh, that's Jesus.
You...
After the fucking blitz,
Do you ever get suits tailored?
Ever get suits?
Yeah. So you said it's tailored for you. Do you ever, go get a suit tailored?
Yeah. All my suits are tailored.
I was just wondering.
I have a very generic fit, so I'm good.
I mean, my stuff needs to be, folded in half and cut in half again.
That's why I was curious.
He's buys dress shorts, and they work. All right, Cody, you want to read the first one?
You
ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
God. After the fucking blitz, I'm nervous.
I will be too.
Schindler's List is quickly approaching the 30th anniversary of the hit film, and a spokesperson for the film said he is excited for the new generation of people to see the film. But I, Cody King, do not believe in the Holocaust was real, and I stand with Kanye.
Jesus Christ, Cody. That's so far, man.
Oh, mine's not going to be. I should have gone harder. I should have gone harder.
Wow. Okay. Here we go.
Well, that was... Okay.
Yeah.
No, Cody doesn't believe in the Holocaust?
Wow.
Tiger Woods won $15 million today for being the person who promotes the sport the most. Tiger only played 9 major rounds this year. When asked by a female reporter how it felt, he said, "Let go, baby. I got you. I got fuck you money."
See, it wasn't
you
good.
You could have done better.
Yeah. No.
All right, you ready for the next one?
That is. She does have
Wow, he's also like a sexaholic and all that shit too, but
he was.
What, he's been rehabbed?
Yes. Yeah. Don't talk shit about Tiger.
All right, throw it out, Cody.
Ticketmaster was in shambles over fans trying to snag Taylor Swift tickets. And the company has to apologize to Taylor and her fans. But I, Cody King, just want to remind you that the Holocaust isn't real and I stand with Kanye.
Jesus, Cody. It's not even what the news story said.
That's so dumb. That's so dumb.
It's not even what the news story said.
That's so dumb.
I gotta go with the Taylor Swift one. That one's good.
That was better than the first one, but yeah.
Oh. This one's good.
But I, Cody King.
Yeah. But I, Cody King, do not believe in the Holocaust. And I stand with Ye.
Not with Ye, with Kanye.
No, oh, that's fair.
Ye divorced Kanye, broke up or whatever.
Hey, dude. Yep. I'll tell you this. I still bump Kanye in my car.
The old one, like Graduation.
I'd still like Life of Pablo and...
I don't know.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Yeah.
He's a great old Kanye. He's a great lyricist.
I think the only artist I've ever stopped listening to because of shit was R. Kelly. And R. Kelly still makes bangers. I mean, still made bangers, but it's harder for me to listen to
him. I heard it the other day somewhere, and I was like, I don't know if we're allowed to be listening to R. Kelly anymore.
Yeah.
And these people were just jamming out.
Do
dancing.
They have it? They don't have it. It's not playing like the radio or any.
No. Like, he's like that radio anymore. Canceled.
Yeah.
Like, R. Kelly did all that shit to those girls and stuff, but the worst thing that he did to anybody was ruin white people at dances because now they can't dance to Ignition. And it's like, that's the worst thing that he could have done. He hurt.
You don't got the keys anymore.
Yeah. Come on, man. Play Ignition.
they do ask for that shit all the time.
Oh, always.
That it was like a fucking club hit.
Dude, up until about Kelly, 3 years ago, well. R. Kelly Ignition would get played.
Yeah. At one point, I stopped listening to Eminem.
You stopped listening to Eminem?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I just couldn't get behind him for a little while.
Why?
Because he always wanted to kill somebody.
Oh, I like that Eminem.
Well, I do. You keep talking about this a lot, man.
I didn't like when he came back out.
And it was probably like two albums ago. It was a really bad album.
Rehab wasn't great.
It was like two albums. He had a song with Beyonce called like "Walk on Water" and stuff. Oh. It was a really bad.
Didn't even listen to that.
But what was the one the surprise like one double feature or whatever with Kamikaze?
Kamikaze was a good album.
That was a good album. It was a great album.
Cody, I'm gonna give you a chance to rebuttal yourself because when we had B-Well on, we asked you this question, and in your top five, you put MGK. So here's your chance to rebuttal. Top five. Favorite rappers?
Favorite would be...
He said MGK.
Eminem, Tupac.
You did, didn't you?
Would be one and two.
Eminem, like, and Tupac,
one,
okay.
One or two. I could love them both. Three. I don't know the order after that. I'll just say...
You don't have to go in order.
Yeah. Ice Cube, Lil Wayne, and...
I'm surprised you put Lil Wayne in there. Good for you.
I'm surprised can I say
NWA or does it have to be just an
Ice Cube's
rapper?
In NWA? So.
Yeah,
I like him on both parts though. Like Today Was a Good Day is one of my favorite.
That's a rap group.
Yeah,
but that was Ice Cube. Today Was a Good
Day.
I said
rappers.
Ice Cube, artists, Lil Wayne, and Will Smith.
Oh my goodness!
Will Smith made bangers.
Oh man. Only guy to never cuss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Write one verse without a curse.
He does have a really bad hand. He likes to slap people a lot.
Yeah. Should have been standing there.
I don't know.
No, that was a bitch move on Will Smith's part. But
he lost some street cred on that one.
I still liked him a lot. Until that point.
Well, maybe.
I was like, fuck it.
If he wasn't being controlled by Jada.
He just went up there and just smacked him. I was like, damn.
If he would have done it on his own accord.
And then he just slowly, like, boss move, walked back and sat back down. I'm like, okay.
I was like, damn, all right. Will Smith actually...
I might give the boost to Tupac because his acting was better in Above the Rim than Eminem's was in 8 Mile.
I don't know, man. Well, he was
really good.
8 Mile was
a pretty good movie.
8 Mile was pretty good. But Above the Rim
was classic, man. I love that movie.
Mom Spaghetti, dude.
Here's the thing. I don't even know if I'm putting Tupac in my top five.
What?
Damn.
As your favorite or as the best?
Both.
Wow, you're delusional.
Jay-Z's better. Nas is better. Andre 3000's better?
I knew you were going to say Andre 3000.
That's a legend.
I could put Andre 3000 Lil Wayne's better. I put Andre in my top five.
Because I'm white, obviously I'm going to say Eminem too. Those would be my five. And then, if I put Kanye up there too at six.
What about you?
And then Biggie at seven.
Damn. Like, this is like all time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mine's a little different.
You have French Montana.
Yeah. I have to throw my boy Frenchie in there.
Kendrick Lamar.
No.
Kendrick's in my top ten.
No.
Those Gucci new albums trash, but.
Gucci Man.
Young Dolph. J. Cole. Andre 3000.
What about. Andre. How about Lil Dicky, Eminem, Young Gravy?
Oh, man. After the word you said, I don't know if you could make those jokes anymore.
Honestly, that's fair. Cody, what do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry I ever met you.
Because I can call out your fraudulent activity?
Bullshit.
There's a teeth that really gets me. They are pristine, dude. They look great.
Seriously.
I always wonder that.
This is my one good feature.
Because he doesn't have that Des Moines water running across him.
Yeah. You did say drink faucet water, which is just gross.
A lot of fluorine in that.
There's probably a lot of other things, too.
Yeah.
It's probably stunned your growth a little bit.
Adem, you don't have any pets, do you?
We do. She has one.
This cat?
No, me. Dog.
And that dog doesn't drink tap water.
No.
Okay, Cody's going to say this. He's going to bust me out. I give my dog bottled water only.
No, you love your dog.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God, it's a dog. It can drink. It can
do
drink.
You, do
it
you
can
have
drink
a dog?
Yeah.
Do you love your dog?
Yeah.
Obviously not that much.
No, you give a fucking tap water.
It's dogs have a better digestive system than humans. They can take. They can digest more.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ate a piece of chocolate. I'm good.
Your dog ate my own puke.
Yeah, I could eat your puke and be good too.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't have to. All go the acidity to in the their ER. Would
destroy your pussy ass esophagus.
I wouldn't have to go to the ER.
Your dog doesn't have to go to the ER either.
If he eats chocolate.
Why would I feed my dog chocolate? I love my dog.
I'm not saying you're an idiot. I'm not saying to feed my dog chocolate. You're saying they have a better digestive system.
They do. They can digest all kinds of different
and he's
shit.
Saying they can't eat chocolate.
Some people are lactose intolerant. They can't eat chocolate.
Yeah, that is true.
They don't have to go to the doctor. They just shit a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
If you eat enough of it, it can cause digestive issues. Issues.
Cody, here's the thing. You're wrong on this one. Because I feel like most people would give their dog bottled water over tap water. If you had a bottle of water, you still give your dog tap water?
Tap water's just easier.
I said if you had it sitting there. You have a bottle of water right there. You'd still use tap water for your dog.
Yeah.
I'd drink it myself.
You're disgusting.
I think it's ridiculous that you only give your dog tap water or bottle water.
I don't know. You know how much bottle water is at Costco? 10
what
cents
give,
a bottle.
What do you give your
10
fish?
10 cents a bottle.
What do you give your fish?
The fish have chemicals in their water. Yeah, it filters through and there's chemicals in the water. They don't drink the water.
They live in it. You give your fish chemical water.
You're supposed to.
It's filtered.
You live in a chemical world.
They also don't drink the water. They live in it.
What about, is Beastie Boys considered rap?
It's a rap group.
Rap group.
Oh, true, true.
Because if you're going rap groups and you're not saying Outkast is the greatest of all time, you're wrong.
That's a point.
Right behind Master P.
I can't believe you didn't say Mac Miller.
I like Mac Miller, but he's not one of my favorites of all time.
All right. Well, that's been a good show, guys.
Hey, big shout out to West Des Moines Tap Water for keeping those teeth shiny.
Thanks to Adem Buza for being on the show.
Pleasure is all mine, boys.
Hey, before we go, you got a prediction for the World Cup?
Yes, America won't make it.
Yes, agree. America will not make the finals. Agree.
Well, I don't know if we're going to make it out of club play.
They lost. I think they lost the last game.
No, we tied.
Did they?
We tied with whoever it was. But
now this will come out after this.
So I mean, they might make it.
We'll know.
Who's your prediction to win the World Cup? This will come out before the World Cup.
Saudi Arabia.
I'm going England.
England? I'm going France.
It's not bad. Not a bad pick. I think they won it like last time. So
if the Saudi prince is listening and you want an American to come be a part of your cheering squad, hit me up.
But make sure you give us beer.
Yes. Wrong country.
All right. See you guys next time.